Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Monday, 12th of February, and here's all you need to know before the market opens. D Street indices are poised to witness a gap up open today as trends in the GIFT Nifty point towards a solid start for the broader index with a gain of 117 points. This comes after equity benchmarks, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended the previous session with marginal gains in a choppy day of trade as investors waited for further triggers. Banks saw buying in dips while metals and realty came under selling pressure. The Sensex closed 167 points or 0.2% higher at 71,595, while the Nifty gained 64.55 points or 0.3% to end at 21,782. Technical indicators suggest that the trend for the Nifty could weaken if the headline index decisively drops below 21,690. A decisive fall below that level may trigger further downside. On the contrary, if it moves above 21,800, a recovery can be seen in the near term. Now, shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Shares of Divi's Labs will remain in focus as the company released its Q3 numbers over the weekend. The drug maker reported a 17% year-on-year increase in its net profit to ₹358 crore for the October-December quarter. Revenue also grew 8% while operational performance improved. ONGC was another company to release its Q3 numbers in the last leg of the earnings season. The company's consolidated net profit dropped 8% on year to ₹10,748 crore in the December quarter. The bottom line was affected by a revenue decline of over 2% on year in Q3. NSE also declared its Q3 earnings, which saw the company's net profit rise 8% on year, along with revenue increase of 25%. Now it's time to shift our focus towards global markets and how they fared so far. In the US, stock futures were trading mostly higher this morning. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average were trading marginally in the red, while those connected to the S&P 500 were up 0.6%. Futures attached to the NASDAQ 100 traded over 1% higher. This comes after a winning run by US benchmarks last week. On Friday, the S&P 500 rose 0.6% to close above the 5,000 mark for the first time, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite surged 1.25%. Bucking the trend, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.1%. All the three major indexes recorded the fifth straight week of gains. Moving to Asia-Pacific, major stock markets including China, Hong Kong, Taiwan and South Korea remained closed today. Australian benchmark S&P ASX 200 traded flat, while benchmarks in Japan showcased a similar trend. The Nikkei 225 rose marginally, while the broader topics traded with a cut of 0.2%. In today's Voice of the Segment, we have Rajesh Palvia of Axis Securities, who will share his weekly outlook for the market.
Looking at the overall structure for Nifty, Nifty is still holding the ground around 21,700. That's the important level as of now for the Nifty for near-term setup. Till Nifty continues to hold about 21,700, then there would be some positive move we can see towards 21,850, 21,900. That's the major challenging level on the higher side for Nifty. If Nifty at all crosses about 21,850 level, then there would be some short covering action we can see, and then we can see further more rally on the higher side. The overall sectorial rotation is happening in the market. A lot of stocks from the large cap space which were consolidating now showing good traction in terms of buying. So I think some buying action is likely to be there. If at all Nifty breaks below 21,650, then there would be some unwinding trade we can see, and then possibly Nifty can go down towards 21,550, 21,500. that's the lower level we can see on the downside on the breakdown of 21,650. Overall, buy on dip should be your strategy at this moment. You can initiate long if you get opportunity to buy Nifty spot around 21,700 kind of zone with stop loss of 21,650. Call concentration area is at 21,800, 21,900. That's the level needs to watch in the coming trading session. On the downside, 21,600 is having major put concentration, so that may act as a good support area. If we move to the Bank Nifty, there was a good amount of buying interest in the previous session for Bank Nifty, and Bank Nifty has recovered from its recent low. 45,000 is acting as a good support area on the downside. So looking at the data setup, major put writers are now taking their position around 45,000 level, 45,500 level. So if at all Bank Nifty manages to hold above 45,500, then there would be some rally we can see towards 45,850 to 46,000. That's the major challenging level on the higher side. So major short covering in the Bank Nifty would trigger above 46,000 level. So for time being, we expect some consolidation we can see towards 45,500 to 46,000 for Bank Nifty. Either side breakout or breakdown will decide the major direction for Bank Nifty.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will catch you on Tuesday at the same time.